So maybe a first question would be, give us a state of just your tribes. Madison has just been designated in December, Truax Field, as the home of F35A. Doctor, can you start? Give us an overview. Wisconsin Eye is taping interviews, online interviews, with those on the front line of dealing with the COVID-19 crisis. Caleb Frostman is the Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development, the agency that administers unemployment benefits, something you've been hearing a lot about lately. Mr. Secretary, I want to thank you for taking the time out of a horrendously busy schedule to talk to Wisconsin Eye and our viewers.
Very glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Mr. Secretary, I'm going to work from kind of a summary that I worked up from your agency reports and things like that. I'll be jumping around. It's nothing that's new to you. First of all, your agency reported that in the last 12 days, 159,029 Wisconsin residents filed for unemployment benefits. The Bureau of Labor Standards said in January, our non-farm workforce was 2.99 million. Does it sound right that 5.3% of all non-farm workers have filed for jobless benefits in the last 12 days?
So I'm not a PhD level economist, but those numbers sound in the ballpark for me. It's been a crazy couple of weeks. For reference, you know, last Sunday, two Sundays ago, we had 1,500 initial claims. And this week we've been close to 20,000 per day, every day. So it's been a wild couple of weeks, but I've got a great staff doing wonderful work, and they're working really hard to make sure Wisconsinites are taken care of.
Okay. Given that demand, and you're right, the last 2 days have exceeded between 19,000 and 20,000, Mr. Secretary. I want to ask about technology. Now, your system had some initial hiccups, maybe crashes. Are people that will be filing today and in the next few days, have you got your systems up and running, sir?
So we do. We've got a really robust online system. And every interview I do, I make sure to point out that if folks have access to a computer and the internet, filing online is the most effective way to do so. Those 19 to 21,000 claims we've had per day this week, 98 to 99% of those are done online. So unless you don't have access to the internet or you don't have access to a computer, or if it prompts you to call, we'd ask folks to do everything in their power to go through the online portal. We've got great frequently asked questions to answer a lot of concerns folks might have before calling. We've brought in additional staff to staff the call center from within DWD, from different areas, to make that more robust as well. So we're working around the clock to make sure we're adjusting and shifting and making sure we can support unemployment insurance, helping folks stabilize economically.
That's a very important point. I want to come back to it. No one now can apply in person for safety reasons? Does every app have to be filed online, Mr. Secretary?
So online is the most preferred method due to its efficiencies and just where our portal is set up. If folks don't have access, they can do it by phone. And then this is certainly not ideal, but our job centers are doing services that they normally do via phone and via online. And in very rare circumstances, we can do things by appointment, but we're absolutely doing all we can for safety, public health, to do all of these services by phone or the internet.
Thank you. Now I want to talk about the weekly benefits. First of all, let's start with the, let's go back to the summary. The maximum state weekly unemployment benefit is $370. It's been that way a long time. So I guess, can we start with, if someone filed last week, when is the earliest she or he could expect to get the basic $370, assuming they qualify for the maximum benefit, sir?
Usually it takes a couple days to process a claim, make sure it goes through properly. And then as most folks are probably aware, there's a 1 week wait currently in place. And we're really optimistic that Governor Evers and his team are working closely with legislative leadership. And I'm optimistic that they can come up with a solution to repeal that 1 week wait as the governor's requested. So hopefully that'll shorten the time frame. But as of right now, it's a couple days for claims processing and then that 1 week wait before your first benefit is received.
And how do you get that benefit? Do you get a debit card like I know in other states? Or is it direct deposited? Is it renewed weekly? Talk to me about the process.
Sure. Well, it's a combination of both. We far prefer to do direct deposit. I was just on a call an hour ago, and it's other states that issue debit cards Some of the banks are having trouble keeping the debit cards in stock. Luckily in Wisconsin, that's currently not the case with our vendor. However, for the supply reasons, we would highly encourage if folks are banked, if they have a bank account, to use direct deposit. And that is what's typically used, but for folks that don't have access to a financial institution, we can do debit cards, and at this point are not worried necessarily about running out at this point.
What percent of Wisconsin jobless, those who receive jobless benefits qualify for our maximum $370 a week, sir?
So that I don't have an exact answer to that question, but it depends on your working history, your wages over the past few quarters. There's a formula involved, but you know we've been pushing a long time to make that number a higher number, just because if you think about the number of folks that are going to interact with this system through this COVID-19 crisis, are going to see how far 370 a week goes, and it doesn't go very far. And so we've actually, when folks have asked us for advice, have advised folks, if it makes sense for you, whether you're an employer advising your employees or a dislocated worker, in a lot of cases, if some of these essential employers need additional workers, we've been advising them to potentially seek part-time work if that makes sense for them in some of those affected areas, because that dollar amount might not go far enough for paying for bills and grocery for some Wisconsin families.
For someone who is about to be laid off, tragically, and she or he has not filed for UI benefits before, what will they be asked when they go to your online app site?
So they ask for your normal personal information, as well as number of quarterly and weekly wages, so information on your past earnings, and perhaps the circumstances of your departure. So the main litmus test for unemployment insurance is being let go through no fault of your own. And the governor put in some new provisions around that this time around, at least as far as being able and available to work, which helps more folks continue to receive unemployment during this difficult time. And so the standard questions you'd anticipate, but mostly surrounding around your weekly and quarterly wages going back a number of quarters.
And then does DWD then go check back with the employer to verify that the information submitted by the applicant is accurate?
There is coordination between DWD and employers as regards to the claims. And so we've got a pretty good system in place to make sure that that's accurate information.
Okay, now let's talk about the additional $600 per week that is part of the federal stimulus package approved by the U.S. Senate and pending, although it's expected to be approved today by the U.S. House. How many additional weeks? Well, okay, let's do some basic math. Someone qualifies now for 370. They would get an additional 600 as a result of the federal package. But how many weeks would they get then? 370 plus 600, 970 a week, Mr. Secretary.
That's a good question. So in Wisconsin, the maximum you can receive benefits at this point is 26 weeks. And so I think we are continuing to digest that federal package. As you mentioned earlier, it's 800 pages. So we have really smart folks looking into that to make sure we're crossing all of our T's and dotting all of our I's, to make sure our programs align, to make sure we're ready to deploy those funds as they become available to Wisconsinites. But as of right now, as it stands, Wisconsin currently has 26 as a maximum weekly benefit.
Well, are you comfortable then, someone out there doing a budget for the next 2 months, are you comfortable if she or he qualifies for the maximum 370 state benefit, can they do their budget projections with their family for the next 2 months based on 370 plus 600?
I can tell you that the 370 in Wisconsin, at least from this point on Friday, March 27th, seems unlikely to change. So unless there's legislative action that changes that number and the circumstances of their employment remain the same, as we mentioned, advising some folks to perhaps consider outside employment or additional employment, part-time work, there's a chance you can be eligible for unemployment insurance, but that will affect eligibility in some cases. So as far as the maximum number from the state, I don't see that changing. And we'll have to see what this federal package unveils.
Okay, just because it's so important and we have so many potential viewers who are in this pinch. 24 weeks is the basic period, but under some circumstances, can they collect for an additional 12 weeks, total of 36 weeks? Help me straighten that out for me, sir.
Sure, so there are different circumstances under which there can be extended coverage, and that can be, I believe, federally, they can make the decision. And then I could be wrong, so don't quote me on this, but I believe the governor could also have some say on how much longer that could go if there's emergency needs for additional coverage.
Okay, and I want to return to something you said earlier just because it's so important. You and the governor are recommending that lawmakers pass a bill waiving the 1 week waiting period to collect UI benefits in Wisconsin?
That's correct. Yeah, so the first two emergency orders that Governor Evers put forth a couple weeks ago were able to be done administratively. However, the 1 week waiting period requires legislative action. So I know those two groups, legislative leadership and Governor Evers and his team are speaking daily on a package. And so I think for all the reasons we've mentioned, getting folks their unemployment insurance benefits sooner to help them pay for bills, pay for groceries, it makes all the sense in the world to repeal that 1 week waiting period. I'm optimistic that it'll happen. We'll have to see where that goes in the next few days, next few weeks.
It's also important. The Governor Evers, issued an executive order saying you no longer have to conduct four job searches a week to qualify for U of I benefits. Do I have that right?
Yep. So that was backdated till March 12th. So starting March 12th, folks no longer need to do work searches during this COVID-19 public health emergency. And that's to help claimants and then also understand kind of this new normal that folks are required to search for work when they're on unemployment insurance. But in this new normal, this very, very few, folks folks would be burdened by that, as well as our businesses that are just trying to, make ends meet during this challenging time, trying to process the volume of work searches that would come out of, as you mentioned, 150,000 plus claimants doing four a week would be extremely burdensome for these businesses just trying to keep their doors open. So it's really a double-edged initiative from the governor to help out not only claimants, but also our businesses that are trying to survive.
Let's talk about the math here. 370 maximum state benefit plus 600. That would give someone for X number of weeks, if you annualize that, more than 50,000. There were Republican U.S. senators who said that's giving people more than they earned before they were laid off. Do you have a thought on that on that issue?
So I think it's important to recognize, at least when it comes to the state piece, we're not as involved on the federal side, but making sure that to the main thrust of the unemployment insurance program is to help those families that are affected stay above water and for their own sake and not get further behind, and make sure that they're not make sure they are self-supporting and not necessarily depending on other federal programs, but it's difficult for any Wisconsin family to make it on 370 a week. And so the other consideration that we think about all the time in this space is during times like this, keeping the economy afloat. So not only do we worry about the families themselves paying their bills and staying current, we want to make sure that our businesses see a flow of currency, whether that's our carryout restaurants, whether it's grocery stores, the other things that are open during this time. And so those considerations are really important when looking at the benefit amount. I know our neighboring states like Minnesota, with very, very similar economic numbers over the last number of years, has a maximum weekly rate, I believe around $670. So other states do this much different than we do. And I think that's a really important number to keep an eye on to make sure, A, our Wisconsin families are being buoyed economically, but also our state's economy remains stable.
So once we get past this health crisis, do you believe that we should raise our 370 if the basic maximum? If so, how high should we raise it?
So definitely, we put that forward. Governor Evers put that forward in the last budget cycle, a really modest proposal up to $406 per week. I would be a big proponent of that, or even perhaps a little more, but that's where we proposed it thus far. We'll see what the cost of living increases look like over last year. But for the reasons discussed, for those families, for our state's economy, for our businesses, as I mentioned, folks that have never interacted with unemployment insurance before, we'll truly see how meager that amount is when it comes to making ends meet in Wisconsin here as a family.
Well, now I want to go back to the summary that we've compiled to help make this understandable. Point two on this summary: on February 28th, your agency reported a balance to the good of $1.92 billion. Now, I remember I've covered the Capitol long enough. 10 years ago, after the Great Recession, we were in deficit up to $2 billion. Anyway, it had a lot of digits. So here's my question. How long, with this soaring demand, do you think your fund, which stood at $1.92 billion at the end of February, can go without slipping into deficit?
That's something we talk about all the time, and it's really fluid, and it's hard to tell where these claims are going to stabilize. And it's only been 3 days this week that we've got, or 4 days this week that we've got reports. But if it stabilizes at the $20,000 or 20,000 claim figure, I guess that's not likely to happen based on just where we're at and the numbers. We continue to churn those and look at it, and it's just a really difficult question to answer based on all the variables involved. But we're watching that very closely, and it's obviously something we we watch every day to make sure that trust fund remains solvent. But right now, we're focused on making sure that folks that are affected by this crisis are getting the benefits that they're entitled to.
I really respect your answer, but I want to, if we go into deficit, I want to ask you this. Won't that make our businesses pay higher jobless UI rates, sir, if we slip into deficit?
So at least some of the proposals put forth on the federal side have attempted to try to hold businesses harmless as far as their rates go during this period. Again, I'll have to dig in and see if that's still in the package, but that was a proposal to help employers at this point, as far as their experience rating goes and as far as who's being affected. It'll likely, if it does go down, increase rates across all industries based on their experience ratings, but it will likely be a shared burden. But I know there's a thrust to try to make employers held harmless throughout this process, and we'll see how that shakes out.
I'm confused about one thing. When I read a summary of the federal stimulus package, it talks about benefits to the so-called 1099 workers, the freelancers and the consultants. Basic question, can the 1099 workers, those freelancers and consultants, can they now apply for Wisconsin jobless benefits? I'm confused.
Sure, and that's a question we get a lot. A lot of folks that are self-employed, a lot of folks that are independent contractors, freelancers, artists, you name it. A lot of folks are hurting throughout this process, and so we field a lot of questions about that. And as far as Wisconsin unemployment goes, at this point, again, that litmus test remains. If you were laid off from an employer, which would be different than a 1099er, you are currently not eligible for unemployment insurance in Wisconsin.
Okay, you are currently not eligible, but we're all still reading the fine print on what's, I've heard a summary, is an 880-page stimulus bill?
That sounds about right.
Okay, one other point, I want to go back to the summary. The first federal COVID-19 relief bill included $18.9 million to help your agency, DWD, administer this additional staggering flood of claims. Is that going to be enough, sir?
Likely, we'll probably need some more than that. I mean, I think we'll invest that really wisely in IT investments. So we've worked really hard to expand our call center capacity, both with staff and with IT. But there are other modernization projects that have been on the docket for a while. And so we've got plans to invest additional dollars, but that would be a very welcome investment in our capacity to serve unemployment insurance claimants and businesses.
Does our governor and our ledge, Assembly and Senate, which you used to serve in, do we have to change any laws to qualify for that $18.9 million, sir?
As far as I'm aware, I'm not aware of that, but I know we continue to evaluate every nuance in these laws, because there are a couple of things we do need to change for different pieces of this as far as the federal stimulus and federal aid. But at this point, I don't have a good specific list for you.
Are you seeing, I want to go back to something that you alluded to. Are you seeing some of our laid off workers seeking employment in some of these agencies or companies that are hiring, the Amazons, the grocery stores, the delivery drivers, the pharmacies? Do you believe, as the head of the state's jobs agency, that is happening in a widespread manner?
It is happening. Yes, we are seeing that. And we are seeing desire for folks to be connected to those in-demand industries. We've had many, many requests for what are the most affected essential businesses that are looking for help. And it is grocers, it's truck drivers, it's healthcare. And so we have been seeing an influx of demand for that. And I think our advice has been, of course, to maintain social distancing and be smart in the face of this public health crisis. But we are seeing folks that are looking for additional work during this unprecedented time.
So if I'm laid off and I live near an Amazon center, would you encourage me to apply for a job as an Amazon at that Amazon Wish Center or whatever it's called?
Sure, I don't think they're called. Maybe it's a fulfillment center. I'm not sure. But
thank you for the correction.
Well, regardless, I mean, it's up to every individual's individual circumstance. But if folks are looking for additional income during this time, there are employers out there that are hiring, and it sounds like Amazon. I know grocers are really hard up for help during this time, and doing my weekly grocery trip, I can see why. But there are folks that are looking for additional help during this time. And so if people are looking for additional income, there are opportunities out there.
Well, two more questions, because I really want to respect your time. If I am laid off and I go to work for Amazon, does that mean I'm not going to qualify for the 370 plus 600?
So it depends. There are circumstances under which you can work part-time earn income and remain eligible for partial unemployment. That depends on a case-by-case and wage basis. But I'm not sure what the wages would be at Amazon, but there are, it's worth applying to see if you're eligible for unemployment insurance, but that definitely can affect your eligibility.
Do you think our hospitality industry, maybe even tourism in Wisconsin, is the sector that has been hardest hit by the health emergency, sir?
Oh, it's hard to say, but I was just on a phone call with a colleague earlier this week, and they were mentioning that some of these hotels were greater than 90% vacant, and that, you know, there was a real chill on these conference calls as to what was going to happen next. And a lot of our tourist areas, smartly from a public health perspective, have kind of shut down. And so I think they are certainly in the running. I don't know how the hierarchy falls, but tourism hospitality have to be near the very, very top of who's most affected by this.
Okay, two final questions. We've been very proud in Wisconsin that our unemployment rate has been at record lows for many months, maybe even a couple years. Are you seeing enough numbers to guess at what our jobless rate might be in June or July? And the context of that is you've heard national estimates, as have I, that we could be looking at national unemployment rates, 9%, 10%, 20%, if this health emergency worsened. Any thoughts about our future jobless rates?
Yes, so at this point, I don't have a target number that we're expecting for June, July, or August, but I'm sure, as you saw earlier this week, the national numbers that came out of new initial claims were more than quadrupled the previous record from 1982. So it's an unprecedented time. And although those numbers seem very high, I think their folks are going to have to adjust to some pretty jarring figures. And that's what we're seeing right now. But hopefully we can find some relief here going forward.
Okay, last question, I promise. What's your advice to the Wisconsin worker who just got laid off or maybe laid off next week in terms of interacting with the Department of Workforce Development?
Yep, so our advice is definitely go to dwd.wisconsin.gov/UI and start a claim sooner rather than later. And just recently we've made some upgrades to our system, but one of which was you're able to backdate your claim up to 2 weeks. But the sooner you file your claim, the better. And then also something we've been giving advice to both employers and employees is make sure that you remain attached to your health benefits, whether that's through COBRA, healthcare.gov, or other opportunities to Medicaid perhaps. But that's something that a lot of folks, I think, in a time of trauma might let slip. But as far as a to-do list, apply online and then just make sure you're still connected to your healthcare.
Caleb Frostman is Secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development. Mr. Secretary, thank you for important answers at a very urgent time. I really appreciate your time, and I know that our Wisconsin Eye viewers do. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
This program is a production of Wisconsin Eye, an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit media network with a mission to inform, educate, and engage the citizens of Wisconsin. Wisconsin Eye is the nation's first and only independently funded state civics broadcast network, providing gavel-to-gavel access to government proceedings and events at the state capitol.